WAMC listeners in the Mid-Hudson Valley are probably acquainted with the free monthly lifestyle magazine Chronogram. Available from northern Westchester to Columbia County, as well as Orange to Ulster counties, it provides a window into a variety of local activities from music to business to education. It also is the home of some biting political commentary by the novelist, journalist, and Woodstock resident Larry Beinhart. In the May issue of Chronogram, Mr. Beinhart revisited one of his early novels, American Hero, which was the basis for the 1997 movie Wag the Dog. The movie made quite a splash because it involved a Hollywood producer creating a fake war in order to distract the public from a sex scandal involving a president running for re-election. During late 1998, while the Lewinsky story was all over the media, President Clinton ordered two military attacks, one of which attempted to kill Osama bin Laden, whose al-Qaeda organization had bombed U.S. embassies in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam. Many suggested that Clinton's actions were wag-the-dog bombings designed to divert the public from the Lewinsky scandal. To Beinhart, Trump's bombing of a Syrian airfield in alleged retaliation for the use of chemical weapons is a perfect wag-the-dog moment. Rather than covering up a sex scandal, Trump's entire life is a sex scandal, nothing new here. This bombing is an attempt to push the investigations of the Russian interference into the 2016 elections off the front pages. And Beinhart notes, it did just that. Even more to the point, it permitted pundits from the far right at Fox News to the serious at CNN to suddenly gush that Trump had, quote, become president and passed his first foreign policy test with flying colors. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, how does ordering the largest military machine ever assembled on the face of the earth to drop a few bombs say anything about your abilities of leadership and judgment? Did the bombing of that airfield change anything militarily on the ground in Syria? Did it bring peace any closer? Did it scare Assad of Syria and his allies into suing for peace with the rebels and accepting American terms for Assad to leave power? Of course not. The problem is that Trump craves praise, and the fact that he got it from across the media spectrum for this act of war will unfortunately embolden him to do more of the same in the future. The Syrian bombing was done relatively carefully. The Russians were tipped off in advance, none were endangered. But future potential actions pose serious dangers. Trump could order a military strike on North Korea, condemning more than a million people on the Korean Peninsula to death. Trump's expanded intervention in Syria could lead to dogfights with Russian jets. He approved military action in Yemen and dropped the largest bomb ever in Afghanistan. As Mr. Beinhart notes in Chronogram, war makes for great TV, and at least in the short run, for great politics. George W. Bush was reelected in 2004 because he allegedly kept us safe after 9/11. It took from 2002 to 2006 for the public to sour on his war of choice in Iraq. If it takes that long for the public to sour on Trump's war making, he will be reelected in 2020. Meanwhile, his cabinet full of ex-military officers have been given the unenviable task of controlling a man with no self-discipline, no empathy for the suffering of people his policies hurt, including civilian victims of the military actions he has already ordered, while at the same time promoting what these military folks know how to do best, figuring out ways to kill people. Hopefully, the public will not be seduced by Trump's forays into war-making, as were so many pundits when he wagged the dog in Syria.